Good morning. Welcome to New Dawn. My name is J. Donald Walters. I'll be with you this next quarter hour talking about ways to find happiness, peace of mind, and wisdom to cope with the challenges in your life. Soon, I hope you'll be welcoming a new dawn of possibilities in yourself. Remember, whatever you want changed in your life, it begins with you. From Do It Now, a book of sayings, one for every day of the year, that I wrote, that was published just a few months ago. This one, condemn no one. The people you oppose will work against you, never for you. I'll repeat it, condemn no one. The people you oppose will work against you, never for you. I was thinking, when I was writing the music for the Mystic Harp, it's it's written in the Celtic tradition, and it's played by Derek Bell with one cut by Alistair Fraser. Derek Bell is the famous harpist of the Chieftains, Grammy Award-winning group. They won their fourth Grammy Award this year. And the thought that occurred to me, I contemplated the famous hill of ancient Ireland. Incidentally, Derek says this music is completely authentic. I was very glad to hear that because I'm not really one who has spent much time in Ireland, but I have always had a deep affinity for Ireland, and God has also given me a certain power or talent or gift or whatever you want to call it to tune into different countries and get music, write music for those countries that people who are natives of those countries have told me is very much their own kind of music. But as I contemplated Tara was the hill. It's a 510-foot hill in County Meath where the high kings of ancient Ireland lived and from where they reigned. And the thought came to me, how is it that those great ancient cultures succumbed to the disintegrating influences of time and fell, became ruins, became only memories. And I think that one of the reasons is that they tried to do just what we've been saying in this book one shouldn't do. They tried to impose their will on others. They assumed an aggressive stance. They were conquerors or defenders in violent battle, and so on. And this particular hill was the inspiration for a song for which I wrote lyrics, and these lyrics are not sung on the album, but they're written to be sung if any listener feels like singing them. So let me read first the words to the poem, and then I'll play you the music. Tara's brave hill, so quiet the day I came there. Not a green leaf stirred on the air. Not a bird did proclaim ancient grandeur and fame. Only ruins faint memories declare. I marveled to think, how can greatness e'er die? How can song disperse in the sky? How can hopes and dreams fade? How the warrior's sharp blade become dust? Was victory a lie? I stood there and pondered the great deeds of man's past, how, like clouds in the sunset, no glory can last. Even we, as we labor to achieve some bright end, must accept after glory that the night will descend. I've dreamed a broad rainbow over thicket and thorn, over crags that called, linger, your hopes are forlorn. All too oft in my dreaming, courage turned to despair, till I learned that success is but the courage to dare. As I gazed and thought sadly of Tara's demise, suddenly I saw her walls rise. saw her long, regal halls, heard her people's brave calls, as though time had doffed the disguise. And I knew in that moment the deeds that men do never die, each victory is true. Every effort we spend gives more strength in the end, till our gladness in life's ever new. So, The Hill That Was Tara, from the album by Derek Bell, The Mystic Harp. So that was, again, The Hill That Was Tara, played by Derek Bell, and it's on the album, the new album, called The Mystic Harp. This song tells a little bit, although it's a story of history, but it tells a little bit of the truth of human life, that when we oppose people, sooner or later, they will work against us. I've often thought that we send people to Washington, elect them, to make big changes in government. And we don't take into account that there are thousands and thousands of bureaucrats in Washington whom we don't elect, but who sit there and know that if they can just sit it out for 4 years or, if necessary, 8 years, this president will be gone, another one will come in, new philosophies will be there. And so there's every reason for them to drag their feet if they don't like a change. There are all kinds of ways that they can work to undermine a new attempt at reform, new development, new laws, if they don't like them. This is true also in your own life. If you're in charge of any kind of thing in your office or anywhere, with your children, for example, you'll find it's true, too, that if you oppose their will, if you try to impose on them what you want them to do, you will find that subtly they will manage to undermine what you are trying to accomplish. This is just human nature. Haven't you done it yourself? I'm sure you have. Because you're not going to put all your will behind something you don't believe is even a good idea. So, don't condemn other people, but welcome them as they are, respect them as they are, and instead of opposing them, try to find a way to make them want to accomplish what you've got in mind for them, what you want them all to work with you on. If you can find a way to win them instead of opposing them, you will be surprised how much stronger you're and much more likely you will be to achieve success in every undertaking. Get away from the thought that leadership means something that sets you apart from others so that you can shine while they're in the background there just sort of giving a little bit of supporting sounds like instruments in an orchestra going oom-pa-pa. Everybody wants his own say. Everybody wants his own importance. It's just the part of being a human being and having an ego and having this as your closest reality that you have to work with. So respect other people. Don't work against them. This sort of goes against a great deal of tradition in America where you find the hard, set-jawed leader, general, whatever it is, sort of saying that I want it now, or you don't like it, well, that's just tough, this is the way we're going to do it. In real life, you find that even if they win one attempt this way, sooner or later they're going to find that everybody is against them. Make people your friends. Support them. Be with them in what you do, and you will be surprised how very often they will give you the strength that you need, without which you will never be able to accomplish great things. Remember, greatness is always a team effort. My father was stationed in France by Exxon, which at that time was called Esso, and he was responsible, or I should say he was the person leading the team that was responsible for making a major oil find. At that time it seemed major in France, and he won the Legion of Honor, and people were praising him for having done it. And I've always admired and respected his response. He always said it was a team effort. I would not have been able to do it on my own. And so he felt that the whole office had won that Legion of Honor. Bring people into your orbit of effort. Don't oppose them, and you will find that working together, you can accomplish 100 times more than you ever will working on your own. This is the way God works through people. May He bless you always.